Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
Something I will do every so often on this Dr. Jazz Hour is to explore some of the many hundreds of songs that have, over time, become known as jazz standards. I believe that for music lovers to fully appreciate jazz, it helps a lot to become familiar with the melodies and lyrics of these songs that were usually composed many years ago by the great songwriters. So today, we will look at six such standards, first a vocal version, followed by an instrumental version of the same. Our first standard is All the Things You Are, written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein for the 1939 Broadway musical Very Warm for May. Shortly thereafter, Tommy Dorsey, with Frank Sinatra at the mic, recorded it. Guitarist Larry Coryell and a quartet played All the Things You Are in 2003.
Of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine.
Jazz Standards is the focus on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Probably over 100 of Duke Ellington's compositions have reached jazz standard status. One of them is Sea Jam Blues, also known as Duke's Place. Ellington recorded it in 1942. Ella Fitzgerald sang Duke's Place in 1965 with the Ellington Orchestra. And then pianist McCoy Tyner will do Sea Jam Blues with a quartet in 1964.
Take me down to Duke's Place. Wildest box in town is Duke's Place. Love that piano sound in Duke's Place. Saxes do their tricks in Duke's Place. place. Fellas, swing that jig to Duke's place. Come on, get your kicks at Duke's place. You find yourself a seat, and when you want to eat, you look around and yell, waiter! You fill your cup shot full of drinks, and drink it up, you're dancing along with your girlie. It's after 3 o'clock, my baby, it's early. If you've never been to Duke's place, take your tootsies into Duke's place. Life is in a spin in Duke's place. Fellas, swing their chicks in Duke's place.
This is the Dr. Jazz Hour, and we are enjoying jazz standards today. Vernon Duke composed Autumn in New York for the 1934 Broadway musical Thumbs Up. Billie Holiday recorded it in 1952 with Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, and Ray Brown on bass. Buddy DeFranco did Autumn in New York on his 1957 album Mr. Clarinet with Kenny Drew on piano, Milt Hinton bass, and Art Blakey on drums.
Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel, they're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Autumn in New York, the gleaming rooftops at sundown. Autumn in New York, it lifts you up when you're run down. Jady roues and gay voices who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that it's divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castle in Spain. Lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park greet autumn in New York. It's good to live in.
The next standard to be presented on this Dr. Jazz Hour is Ain't Misbehavin', the Fats Waller-Andy Razoff song of 1929. Johnny Hartman sang it in 1966 with a big band on his Unforgettable release. Trumpeter Benny Bailey and a quintet recorded Ain't Misbehavin' on his 2000 album, The Satchmo Legacy.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving all my love for you. I know for certain the one that I love, I'm through with flirting, and it's you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving all my love for you. Like Jack Horner sitting in the corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Why don't you believe me? I don't stay out late and I don't care to go. I'm home at 8, just me and my radio. I ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Don't you want it, baby? I ain't misbehaving. No, I ain't misbehaving. Yes, I'm saving all my love for you. Ha ha ha.
It's Jazz Standards Day on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Harry Woods wrote What a Little Moonlight Can Do for the 1934 film Roadhouse. Carol Sloan included it on her 1995 album, The Songs Carmen Sang, with Bill Sharlop on piano and Phil Woods on alto. In 1994, tenor saxophonist Lou Tobacken played What a Little Moonlight Can Do on his album of the same name, with Benny Green on piano, Peter Washington bass, and Louis Nash on drums.
What a little moonlight can do to you. Ooh, 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 what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love and your heart is a-fluttering all day long. You seem to stutter 'cause your poor tongue will not utter the words I love you. What a little moonlight is gonna do to you. Wait a while till the little moonbeams come peeping through. You get bold and you cannot resist him, and all you will say when you have kissed him is ooh, ooh, ooh. What a little moonlight is gonna do. What a moonlight is gonna do to you. Ooh, 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 ooh. What a little moonlight is gonna do to you. You're in love and your heart is a flutter, and all day long you seem to stutter, 'cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words I love you. Wait a while till the moonbeams come peeping through. You will get so bold that you cannot resist him, and all you will say when you have kissed him is ooh, 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 what a moonlight can do.
Our final standard on this Dr. Jazz Hour is They Can't Take That Away From Me, composed by George and Ira Gershwin for the 1937 film Shall We Dance. Sarah Vaughan sang it on her 1954 Swingin' Easy album. Tenor saxophonist James Clay and Fathead Newman collaborated in 1960 and recorded They Can't Take That Away From Me with Wynton Kelly on piano, Sam Jones bass, and Art Taylor on drums.
Your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again. the way we dance till three.
The way you change your life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. The way you hold your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, 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 the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, 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 never meet again on the bump, bump, bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, can't take that away from me. Can't take that away from me.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.